This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hi, my name is Joey Kidney, and welcome to Young, Dumb, and 21. Today's podcast, I'm going to tell you something that you probably don't want to hear, and that's because you're an asshole, and I am too. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been depressed, I have anxiety, I've had suicidal thoughts, I've been sad, I've been happy, I've been through every emotion, just like a lot of people have. And probably if you were listening, you've been to it too. Been through it too. I apologize. Now, why? Do you ever ask yourself why? Why are you so unhappy? Why is it that you wake up every day and you're like, I don't want to live? And that is something that I'm not going to talk to you about the levels in your brain. I'm not talking about a scientific answer of unhappiness. I am going to talk about a certain thing, and that's being an asshole. You're unhappy because you're an asshole. And I've said asshole just too many times now, and I apologize for that. But hear me out. When I moved out and I got an apartment and I got a car and I had enough money in my bank account where I can live freely, I became the worst friend ever. I used to be the nicest guy because I had nothing, because I had to work for something. I had to work for my friends to like me. I didn't have just a bank account or a nice apartment or a nice car to drive them around in. That's why they wanted to hang out with me. I didn't have anything. I came from nothing. I came from $0 in my bank account. I came from my living in a low average bungalow in the middle of nowhere. I came from nothing. I was the nicest kid coming from nothing. And now, well, not now, but before, I was the biggest asshole until now. Now I've realized it. Ladies and gentlemen, stop being selfish. I'm a very selfish person. I am. There's different types of being selfish, though. When I'm listening to a conversation, usually I already know the answer. If I'm giving somebody advice, I know I'm going to be right. And the reason why I will 100% be right about the situation is because I never talk about something that I don't know about. I never say something that I don't know. And I only talk about experiences. I only talk about stuff that I've been through. Otherwise, I am wrong. I cannot tell you how many people are in this world. I cannot tell you the average income. I cannot tell you a certain math problem. I can't tell you a lot of things. I am not a very educated human being. I don't remember what I read in a history book back when I was in grade 4. I'm not that type of person. But I can remember how you felt when the sun came out and you were sipping on an iced coffee on a Saturday. I can tell you how you felt when I gave you a smile and your eyes lit up. I can tell you how you felt when you described getting a hug from your loved one. I can tell you a lot of things, and it's because those are my experiences. Those are the things that I see, and that's why I'm always going to be right. And that is me being self-aware. Now, being self-aware is a great thing. It is the best thing we can do in this world. Self-love, self-awareness is amazing, and selflessness is amazing. The reason why I'm calling you an asshole is because you're sitting here thinking that your problem is bigger than somebody else's. Yes, I understand that different cultures have it way worse. I'm going to be open. Like, I'm white. I'm white and I live in Canada. I have probably the best life ever. I've hit the gold mine. I understand that. And I understand that there are harder lives out there. 100%. I am not here to say anything else, but I'm here to say that we're still assholes. And the way to be happy is this. I'm going to tell you, and I tweeted it today, and it's probably not the nicest thing that you want to hear, but it's something that I'm going to say. Now, the reason you are not fulfilled with happiness in your life is because you give with the expectation of someone to return the same. You are giving something and wanting it back. Don't let the expectations and opinions of others guide your life. Gary Vee said it best, and that's exactly what he said. He's inspired this entire podcast. He inspires me every single damn day to be selfless, to help people, to work hard. I want to be the nicest person. I just had a conversation with someone very close to me about they were scared that they were going to get broken up with, so they wanted to do it first. And I was like, do you care about this person? And they said, yes. And I said, well, if you care so much, then you should know that you going in there and thinking that you're going to break up with them is so selfish and so about yourself. You didn't even give them a chance. I want you to go. I want you to hold a door, and I want you to light someone's eyes up just because you're holding a door. In Canada, it's something that we do often. Canada has the nicest people I have ever met, and I stand by that. And it's just because I live here, and I know it, and I'm one of them. I will kill somebody with kindness any damn day. I don't care whether you've been stood up. I want you to send a text to that person saying, I hope you had a good night. I had a great one too. I don't care if you don't get the job. I want you to go out there and I want you to say thank you. And I want you to go get a better job. I want you to be so damn nice it hurts them. Because at the end of the day, we're all on this world together. I was watching the show The Last Man on Earth, and it's been very inspiring to think, like, what would I do if I was the last man on Earth and then there was only a couple people left with me? What would I do? How would life be? I have to motivate myself. There's no one else here to help me. I don't have my mother here to save my ass. I don't have my manager here to make sure if things are okay that I'm doing. I don't have anybody. You have yourself. So it's great to know yourself. It's great to be self-aware and to not go insane. It's a great thing. So I want you to stop thinking of what other people are thinking, and I want you to start thinking about how it's making you feel. I want you to start being more self-aware. I want you to be nice and self-aware. Those are the two things. And I still work on that every single day. I woke up today and I questioned myself and I said, I need to start saying no to things. I've been working very hard, but I've been saying no to myself a lot. And I say yes to a lot of other people. And if anybody asks me for coffee, I say yes. If I have to do work, I still say yes to them. And I run myself dry a lot, and I do this a lot. But I'm very aware of what I'm doing. Now, a lot of people can sit there and they think that they're doing the right thing, but they don't know because they're not self-aware. Now, back to being nice. I have watched so many of my friends either take their lives or just run them to the frickin' bottom. And these are YouTubers. A lot of my friends are YouTubers, and they're very successful. And I had this talk with my friend the other day, and he says, why aren't you like them? Why don't you create content that you know is going to get you big and famous and viral? Because I know how. I know how to make a viral video. But I don't want that. I don't want to use people. I have been used by countless people in my life to grow, for them to grow. And I can name them. I can name them. You can go find them on my YouTube channel. They're in my videos. And those are people who have used me. and I will still be the nicest person there is. I have a friend who only calls me when they are sad and crying and need help. But if I need their help, they say no. I will still answer that phone call every single day. I don't care what time it is. I don't care if they did me wrong. I will answer that phone call. And the reason why is because, one, I have horrible guilt. I am destroyed with guilt. But I want to be happy. I want to make people happy. And I'm doing that by being selfless. And I'm doing that. And I'm not letting people use me. Don't worry. I don't willingly let people use me. It happens sometimes. But I want people to know that they have friends here. And so do you. I want you to know that when you wake up every single day, there are 8 billion people on this earth that are here with you, that are going through something. And I want you to help them. I want you to see a guy tying a shoe, go over there and help him tie it and get up and know that if he doesn't walk away and look back at you, it's going to be okay. I want you to open a door for somebody, and if they don't open the next door for you, that's okay. I want you to say thank you. I want you to say you're welcome. I want you to say my pleasure. I want you to be so kind to one another that it hurts that person that they weren't kind to you. I want you to be the nicest person there is, because it doesn't take much. Everything I've mentioned today, opening a door, tying a shoe, helping somebody, answering a phone call, those are all free things. It costs no money to be nice to somebody. It costs no money to listen to somebody, listen to what they have to say, listen to their hardships, listen to their pain. It costs $0. It also costs $0 to take care of yourself and be self-aware. Those are two things that you can do for free, and it will make you happy. No matter what, if I wake up and I am in a rut and I am having the worst day, but if somebody asks me for help and I go help them, I am so freaking happy that I help somebody. Even if I come home and I'm feeling like crap, at that very moment, for that little itty bitty of time that I helped them, I am the happiest I have ever been in my entire life for that small period of time. And then I come home and I work on myself. Then I come home and I become self-aware. Then I come home and I ask myself, why? Why did my happiness stop there? And understand yourself. Start to understand yourself. Start to question yourself. Ask yourself why. Ask yourself, how did you end up this way? This is not a depressing question. This is an understanding question. This isn't, oh my God, I'm the worst person. How did God do this to me? Blah, 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 blah. This is not a 13-year-old teen in your bedroom crying, complaining that you don't have Shawn Mendes as a boyfriend. This is you asking yourself, okay, if I felt like this, why did I feel like this? And if that's the reason, then how can I prevent myself from feeling like this? Or how can I treat myself to feel even better? I want you to understand yourself, and I want you to not be an asshole to two people. Well, to two things. One, yourself, and two, the world. I want you to be the nicest person there is, because I promise you, you'll become the happiest. Damn, is that really where I mess up? You will become the happiest person there is. Anyways, that's it for today's podcast. If you liked it, please give a big thumbs up and share it with your friends. You can follow me on Instagram at Joey Kidney. I would love it. And if you go over there and tell me that you listened to the podcast, I will definitely go spam you and check you out, because I love new followers. I always creep new followers. So I will see you guys over there. Anyways, stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.